Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Final Down NFL Podcast. With me, Jim, Punk Raider, and Denver Dave. We're talking about NFL boys. How are we doing?
Deja vu, second one in the week.
I was going to say, what's
let
happening?
Me guess.
Extra content.
Are we here to talk
something
about the Steelers?
Happened to the Steelers.
We couldn't put it into our autopsy series, so we have to do extra content here.
Come on, then.
As everyone knows, free agency is a buzz. Trades are being made. And I thought we'd talk about just a couple of the latest ones, because they are quite important. I'm going to start with March 15th. And the Minnesota Vikings have now got two first-round picks. They made a trade with the Houston Texans to acquire their first-round pick and their seventh-round pick in exchange for a second-round pick next year, second-round pick this year, and a sixth-round pick this year. So, Minnesota. We obviously know that they haven't got Kirk Cousins anymore, unless he's forced to go back. So, who do we think they're going for?
Can that actually happen? I don't think that can happen, can it? They can't actually force him to go back and go, no, everyone go back to how you were. Because this can't happen.
No, I think they'll be okay. I think they'll get away with it. Falcons will be the ones in trouble there. But, yeah. The Vikings. What do we think they're doing? How far up do we think they can go? Because some people think they're going to two or to three.
I think they can only go up to two or three if the teams who are picking there don't have an appetite for a QB. And yes. I think they do.
They're starving. Those three teams are starving for a quarterback.
So the Bears need a QB. The Bears, we know what the Bears are doing. It is what it is. Yeah. We know exactly what what Washington are doing, because Washington have got rid of Sam Howell. And the Patriots have got rid of their starter, Mac Jones. So all three of them, at this moment in time, do not have a starting quarterback. I don't think there's a chance in hell that anyone can move up into those three. I just don't think it's possible. So then you're looking at number four, which is Arizona. Arizona need a wide receiver. And as you said in the last podcast, Jim, I just don't think that, you know, they've got 11 picks or whatever it is. They don't need any more draft capital. Now, can they move down? Can they move down to nine? If they don't see a massive gap between Adunze and Marvin Harrison, then absolutely they can move down. There's no reason they couldn't do that. Is there any need to jump up that high? Probably not, because I don't think you need to jump up to four when you can go up to five, because all you need to do is jump ahead of the Giants, really. So
yeah,
I think that's all you need to look at. And I don't think the Giants are taking a QB anyway.
Ooh, that's not what I've heard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you been up to Gettleman, have you?
It sounds... Well, Gettleman's not there anymore, mate.
But, oh, I know.
It sounds like they're done with Daniel Jones. And so it's not beyond the realms of possibility that the Giants do take a quarterback.
I'd take Daniel Jones in Denver.
Oh, no, you would. You'd take a ham sandwich in Denver right now. It's either them or the Chargers that are going to be moving down. But that's fourth and fifth positions. Ooh, there's a lot of teams that are so desperate for a quarterback. Even with all the quarterback moves that have happened, there are still so many teams that you can just imagine would move up for a quarterback in this draft, because there's just so many of them.
But Minnesota.
Well, it's just that little cluster, isn't there? There's a little cluster from Minnesota at 11 down to, let's be honest, probably the Colts at 15. So that's the Vikings, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Saints.
The Saints are now tied to Derek Carr, aren't they, for a while? At least
if it fell to them, they could still draft someone.
Yeah, exactly.
They could, but it's not like them to. Future plan, is it?
So everyone after that, I think, has pretty much set themselves up, haven't they? So
yes,
yeah. Colts, Seahawks might be a question mark, but then
I mean, even Tennessee could, in theory, decide to go in on a quarterback if no one's expecting them to. Everyone's expecting him to go offensive tackle, because they love mayonnaise coffee boy. But
almost,
you know,
Rudolph.
There is the possibility. There is the possibility they could just go, you know what, we like JJ McCarthy, we'll pick him up.
Yeah, it's true.
Unlikely, but it's true. I think it gives, having two first rounders gives you flexibility that no one else has.
Yeah.
And that's the main point. That's all it is. That's literally all it is.
Do you think they'll just sit there on draft night and just see how the first three?
No, I think, in all honesty, what's happened is they've rang the Chargers and said, look, if everything falls as we expect it to, can we, in principle, you know, get this trade penciled in? And we're if it happens the way we think it's going to be, we're in fifth place, JJ McCarthy is still available, or even if, you know, Drake May drops or something like that, we'll give you a bell, say, you ready to go? They'll say, yep, done. No messing about. I think it's a lot of it's all sorted out way beforehand. Because to actually, what is it, 15 minutes or is it 10? I can't remember what it is in the first
It's
round.
15 in the first round.
15.
15 in the
To
first
sort out
round.
a trade in 15 minutes.
Yeah, some of the stuff's got to be done in
Yeah, you've
advance.
got to have those conversations already.
Because then you've got to know who you're dealing with. So if someone else gives them a call, you say, well, I've already got, I can reject you straight away because I already know what this position is. It's going to be interesting whatever happens, though. But they're pretty sparse in the. And they've got Sam Darnold, haven't they, in the QB room, and that's about it. So.
Sam Darnold is a backup. It's not bad. He's
Yeah,
all
but they'll
right.
be expecting him to be the bridge QB for a year, won't they?
Maybe,
Unless they
maybe
go
not.
right up and get one of the elite ones,
If they go
the
and get JJ
prospects.
McCarthy and just say, look, we
You can't
believe
start
in you.
JJ McCarthy next
No,
year.
no, no. What I'm saying, if we believe in you and we reckon that you can go and start from week 8, week 9, because he's an intelligent guy. He knows what he's talking about. He's a smart guy and he's
Yeah, but
accurate.
I wouldn't throw him to the wolves this year.
What about the Lions?
I think you're drafting.
Hey!
Hey, I think you're drafting a year in advance for that boy.
Ethan Punt
Take
laughed
him.
at that one.
Good God.
Silent laugh don't count though, does it? So,
No,
yeah, little
not an
fella.
audio format.
That's why I had to say it. You get my credit in there.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, so that's what the Vikings are doing. Now, obviously, there was another big move in the trade market, and that was that the Steelers managed to get Justin Fields for. Let me just get this right. It's a conditional sixth round pick in 2025,
Trying
which
to
converts
gloat.
to a fourth round pick if he plays 51%
Unbearable,
of the
isn't it?
snaps. What have we got to say about this then, boys?
You picked up
Well
a
done.
backup. Rubbish. No,
I
I think it's a good pickup for not
think
much
it's just,
money.
yeah, I think it's a sensible pickup. You don't know what you've got in Danger Russ.
No, we do. You don't. We do.
No, you really don't. But equally, if Russell Wilson, Justin Field go into a competition at the start of the
Yeah.
season, then there's nothing to say that Fields is going to win that.
There's nothing also to say he's going to lose it either.
No, absolutely. But I suppose the point I'm making is that it kind of leaves the door open for one of them, but they might just both fall down.
And if they
So,
do, they do it. We've lost nothing.
no, but the
Well.
problem's going to be that. You're going into OTAs, Russell Wilson's going to want all of the snaps, every single one of them. So
Yeah.
Justin Fields is going to have to either have an opportunity. And listen, the way that Russ plays, he takes a lot of sacks. So there's always the possibility that you can, pick up an injury. Fields will play next season. There's no doubt. My first reaction was, how the hell have you got away with only paying that? I mean, the Broncos would have given him a fourth. It turns out, for if you believe what is
You
in the
believe
media,
half of
that
what's said.
he basically said, I want to go to Pittsburgh. Well, you honor my wishes. I'm not going to,
See,
make trouble or
that's
anything like that.
kind of weird to me that the
And
Bears would
the Bears
actually
said
go, oh
yes.
yes, no, we'll send you to Pittsburgh for a conditional six rather than give you to, I don't know, Minnesota for a third.
What I
Surely
heard.
from the Bears' point of view, it would make more sense for them to take the third. Why?
Well, absolutely. If
It's
there
not
was,
like
but there
Justin
wasn't.
Fields is a 15-year vet and they're trying to push him for his ring, is it? So,
Yeah, it's true.
I heard there were a list of teams he didn't want to go to rather than a list of teams he did want to go to. I think there were some ones that maybe the Raiders, I don't want to be disrespectful, but they need a quarterback and you think they would have asked.
From what
And
I can
maybe there are a
tell,
couple of teams that maybe came in
from
and
what I can
said,
tell,
can we?
he literally said, I want to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, if he said that, then great. But yeah, I think Punk's absolutely right. It's business, and you don't, if you can get a better offer, you take the better offer because it's just business. At the same
I don't know.
time,
I agree, but
they've not
this,
treated him very well his entire career there.
yeah,
So
that's the thing. Do well by him. The previous guy tried to kill him. I mean, it's just like you can just shake his hand. I mean, they've got the first overall pick and they've got the ninth overall pick. It's not like they're starving, is it? If you're walking down the street and you've got a KFC bucket of chicken with 42 breasts of chicken in there, it's easier to give a homeless man one than it is if you've only got three. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's less of a concern when you've got a first and a ninth already, and you've got a high pick in every single round. It's a lot easier to say, all right, we'll say no to a third or maybe only a fourth, and we'll take a sixth instead. It's a lot easier to do that.
I think what's happened here is that they probably did get an offer, a better offer at the start of free agency. So maybe a second or a third, and they
I
decided
don't
to
think they
hold
ever got a
off.
second.
Or maybe a third, and they said, well, we want a first or
Yeah.
something. and they held out and they held too long, and everyone else just went crazy, moving
I think it's
quarterbacks
probably,
left and right.
you know, I think genuinely think that the conversations were probably had with Fields probably towards the late of last season, and they said to him, look, end of the season, we are going to pick up Caleb Williams. We're going to go for a quarterback first overall.
And when you can see that Panthers pick was the number one pick overall,
Yeah.
yeah.
And just say, look, start, get your agent, start putting offers about, and they'd come back and said, right, these are the teams that are interested in you. It's New England, it's this, and you're like, Jesus Christ, all right, send me to the Steelers. That's where I want to go.
Yeah,
But again,
maybe.
we wouldn't have even made the offer if our incumbent quarterback, Senor Kenny Pickett,
You would have.
had not thrown his toys out of the... No, he wouldn't.
You would
They
have.
hadn't thrown his toys out of the pram about a competition with Russell Wilson and then demanding a trade. There wouldn't be in the room for him.
They would have.
I
I
honestly don't believe
genuinely
that for a
believe
second, because
you,
I think they
if
wanted the
you
competition. I think they wanted Russ and Kenny to compete,
if you would
and
have
he went,
if you would have been
ran
approached
away.
by whoever Justin Fields' representatives are and saying, look, he's interested in coming to your organization, can you bring him in? We're looking for sort of a fifth, sixth, seventh, something like that. You'd have been idiots to say no. Have three quarterbacks, or just release Pickett. Say on your bye, get rid of him. And to be
Well,
honest,
that might be your
Pickett's
opinion.
come
That's
out
not
in the
how
last
I
24
see the
hours.
situation has happened.
Pickett's come out in the last 24 hours saying, I don't regret the way I handled it. I think I did everything right.
Well, yeah, but you
Exact
asked,
words.
yeah, okay, ask Donald Trump how he did as president.
He's making him great again, apparently.
It's just one of those things where he's going to say what he wants to say, but he thinks he's done it the right way. I don't think he's done it the right way at all. It sounds like they came to him and said, "We've got a chance to sign Russell Wilson. But we want there to be a competition." Or maybe they said there wasn't going to be a competition. Maybe they said, look, we never expected we'd get Russell Wilson. He's a Super Bowl winner, 9-time Pro Bowler. You're not. He scored more touchdowns this season than you did the last 2 seasons. So he's going to be the starter, and it's up to you to win it in camp. But you know all the players. You've been here for 2 years. You should have a good chance. And he's gone, no, I don't want that competition. He wanted a competition with Mason Rudolph, because he knew he was always the had the leg up on him. When that didn't work out, he ran to Philadelphia. Happy to be rid of him, to be honest. Really happy to be rid of him.
But you're so happy to get him.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
Luckily, we have video evidence to contract that, so contradict
true, we do.
that. So
When we drafted him, you were furious.
I was, still am.
Got
And I was
it
right.
right, though.
17 touchdowns and 13 interceptions in 25 games is not what you want from your quarterback. So I'm just, yeah, just the absolute turnaround has been incredible. And we're not finished yet. There's still more moves. Omar Khan is dangerous to know. So I'm just excited to see
Quarterback's
what happens. I mean,
dangerous.
I was double taken when I saw that Justin Fields had been traded to us. I could not believe it at all, because I just ne never expected us to be in that race. But thanks to Kenny Pickett leaving, I think we were then clear to go and make a run at him.
I also think it helps that no one else seemed to be making a run at him. I think everyone else was waiting until the draft
Maybe
and seeing
we
what
got a jump on
happened.
them. But I'm, you know.
I said last week that he wouldn't get drafted before draft night. It was sorry, wouldn't get traded before draft night. And I genuinely believed it at the time. But hey, I was wrong again. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm just very, very happy. Very happy, because now
Shock horror.
my ideal situation
Now you've got
is
two second-rate quarterbacks instead of one.
never
Excellent.
my it's better than the third rate, which we had before. My ideal situation now is that Russ will start the season. He'll start week one unless he gets injured pre-season, and then at some point through the, I think hopefully he plays okay, plays well enough that he's not bad, like not like Denver bad, and then at some point in the season, whether an injury or something, the team has to go to Fields. Fields comes in, balls out. Amazing all the way through the rest of the season. We can't really bench him now for Russ. At the end of the season, we say to Russell, what you did when you were healthy at the start of the season was good enough that we can now, you can go to another team, as that's part of your show reel. You can now send that off and you get a good deal somewhere else. Thank you very much. Unless you want to take a really cheap deal to stay with us. But we've got to keep with Justin. And we'll give Justin a 3-year deal, nice and team friendly, but move forwards with him as our starting quarterback and move Russell Wilson on. So that's my ideal situation now. As a Steeler fan, that's what I want to happen. And I don't
So
care if
does
it's
this put
a
Justin
fourth
Fields
round
in the
pick.
top five quarterbacks?
I can
Knew you were
finally,
going to say that.
well, he's gonna eventually prove me right, Punk.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he
He's
is.
not. He's just not. It's not going to happen. You can wish it and pray for it as
You can
much as you
sit there
like.
with Jarrett
You can
and
sit
Gardner
there on the
Minshew
baby Jeebus
and
for
sound how you
all
want
the
to sound.
miracles you want. It's just not going to happen.
Is
Question
gonna
for
happen.
Punk. Is
It's
he a top
inevitable.
five quarterback in the AFC North?
Top five quarterback in
So
the
for
AFC
me,
North. Who have
Burrow's
we got?
first,
Well,
then Lamar.
Minnesota doesn't have one, so.
No,
Oh
AFC
no,
North.
AFC North, not NFC North.
Yeah, so Burrow's
AFC, so
first, I reckon. Then
Burrow,
Lamar's
Lamar.
second. Russ is obviously third because he's ahead of Fields at the moment.
Deshaun.
Would you rank him against Deshaun? You see, you're talking about fifth in the
Much
NFL.
of
I'm
a
talking fifth in
muchness, isn't it?
division.
Yeah. Much of a muchness, him and
Yeah.
Deshaun.
So he's the fifth in the NFC North at the moment. All right.
Jealousy is a cruel
He's on
mistress.
a prove it deal.
Dude,
Yeah.
I can
I
genuinely
want him to
say
prove
this
it.
with my hand on my heart. I have zero jealousy over your roster currently containing Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. I have no hardship. I do not wish you ill. I wish you the best of luck because I think you're going to need it. And I think
Thanks.
Justin Fields has an enormous amount of potential, but he hasn't proved anything yet. He is the quarterback version of Jerry Jeudy. He has potential, but he's been nowhere near proving it. But he's got a lot of potential.
I wish you luck, Dave, because you have Jarrett
See, why do you
Stidham
always
and
have to
Ben
throw
DiNucci.
salt? We don't have a
I'm
QB.
hand on
We don't
heart.
have a QB.
Well, exactly. So I wish you good fortune in the wars to come. What is
I
your
hope so.
feeling for this year then? What are you going to do as the Denver Broncos, as you've not
I
traded
think
for
we'll draft
anyone?
someone. We'll draft someone.
You're going to draft someone at 12.
We're all going to draft someone.
Whoever's there at
It's just whether
whoever's there at
we
12,
draft
you draft
someone in the
someone.
third round or the first round.
Yeah, if we don't draft someone in the if we lose out on a quarterback for if we trade down and Bo Nix is gone, then I think we'll trade down again and probably get Michael Penix or Michael Pratt. I like Michael Pratt, but he's just been to a small school and you don't know how good anyone is. That's the
And you don't want
problem.
Pratt on your jersey either.
Yeah.
So there we go. Those were the latest trades. Haven't had anything else yet. I'm still waiting for Brandon Ayuk to be released to the Steeler. No,
Mine popped
not
up a
yet.
second ago and told me that Arizona had signed someone, but I don't care about Arizona, so I didn't look.
When it happens, we'll be back to talk about it. But of course,
Tre'Davious White is visiting the Rams, apparently.
oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
The Bills continue to implode. So yeah, we'll be back next week with some draft content for a change. But until next time, I've been Jim. That's been Punk Red. That's been Never Dave. Thank you very much for listening.